I'm Tom Shivers with the Vending Business Show, here with Chuck Reed, Director of Marketing of MEI and Conlux. Chuck, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Tom, for having me.
What's new with the Conlux products?
Well, Tom, MEI Conlux has had a very busy and exciting 2012 already, and the year's only half over. We've launched an entire new range of products this year. At the end of June, which people might be most familiar with, the press release just came out, we launched our next generation bill validator, the CV1000. And that unit, the CV1000, replaces our popular Conlux models that were the old MBM 3100 and 3500 series. And it's built upon really a strong heritage of the MEI brand bill validators. All the new CV1000 models offer standard 1 through 20 acceptance, and expand our coupon options to support operators' marketing efforts. And the new coupon options include our new lower-cost coupon, which is going to hopefully help operators introduce the concept to customers at an improved ROI for their business. There are a couple other enhancements in the CV1000 I should just mention to you. One is we've really improved the bezel design, not only in terms of brighter LED lights to help merchandise the vending machines better, but really a unique design that allows the validator to clear the LCD screens that are starting to pop up on the newer vending machine models in the marketplace. We've got two cash box options, 3 and 500 note sizes to match whatever the capacity is required from the operator. And we've really updated the chassis, the cash box, and all the labeling aesthetics to try to portray a better image, new image for the Conlux brand, a new modern image. And so we're very excited about how the product even looks. In particular, we're excited about a new innovation that we developed that really, as the operators become aware of it, they're very enthusiastically embracing. And that innovation has to do with the enabling and disabling of bill denominations. So true to the Conlux legacy of functional simplicity, we've created an easy way for an operator to enable and disable bills by simply pressing the service button on the back of the bill validator, inserting the denomination that they want to enable or disable, and it's that simple, and they're done. And so there's no more dip switches you got to play with, no configuration coupons you got to remember to bring along with you, no removal of the actual bill validator from the vending machine to try to find the dip switches. Now it's a simple press of the button on the back, insert the bill, and you're done. And really, what could be easier than that?
Yeah, you released a coin changer earlier this year as well, right?
Yeah, the CV1000 joins the MCM coin changer, which was a NAMA iSpot Gold winner in April of this year, and it's the second. That was the second addition to our portfolio this year. The MCM5 launched at the beginning of the year and replaces the very popular CCM5 coin changer, which really has become an industry workhorse over the years and whose reputation for simple design and durability was becoming legendary in the marketplace. The MCM5 provides some increased tube capacity, so now that two full rolls of coins are able to fit in each of the different tube denomination, and also the coin tubes are fully accessible from the back, so it makes it much easier for operators to fill those cassettes. There's also new float options. So there's two standard float options, $34 and $52, but you can also have an operator adjust the tube the float level by pressing the discriminator to float up and down buttons. Really cool feature of the MCM5, which is actually what won the iSpot Gold award, was the auto cassette programming function. So as soon as the cassette is snapped into the device, the unit automatically knows what the tube configuration is on that cassette. It's pretty neat. We've also got simultaneous three-coin payout, so it makes it easier for the tube or for the coins to pay out. And our engineers even thought about the environment by designing in the new model a 30% reduction at idle in terms of power consumption compared to the old model. We even went so far as to beef up the return lever. We incorporated a third diagnostic light on the unit to help flag maintenance requirements and improve the programming functionality as well. You know, Conlux has been our value brand, and it offers really good high performance with a simple feature set. as compared to our MEI product. But we believe both products demonstrate MEI's commitment to new design innovation and simplicity. And the operator feedback's been quite good in confirming that we've hit these two models out of the park. As we said earlier, for many operators, Conlux really offers the right combination of features and price points that they're looking for.
Yeah, well, what are the operators saying about the MCM5 and the CV1000?
Well, let's talk about the MCM5 first. It's been out a little bit longer. We have an operator who was involved in the early testing of the product, and they were quite impressed. They had been a CCM5 user, so they had that experience with an expectation with regard to durability and simplicity. And I'll just quote the owner, as opposed to me trying to put it in my words, let him speak for himself. He said, "We found the new model to be durable, high-performing, and easy to use. And the new keypad and LED lights have really improved field programming and diagnostics. And we really like the new single unit coin door that gives better access to the coin path," unquote. So we're quite pleased with the operator feedback, and quite frankly, the sales to date have been quite pleasing as well. So we really believe we've got a great product here, and we're looking forward to the coin changer continuing to impress other operators. On the CV1000, we've really gone through a lot of thorough testing, and the operators that were involved in that testing told us the units were literally flawless in the performance, both in terms of jam rates and acceptance rates, and that's quite a humbling comment. And as I mentioned earlier, the innovative enabling-disabling feature through the simple use of the denomination, the service button, has received rave reviews from those that have experienced it so far. In terms of where an operator can get the products, Wittern is our master distributor, and they can be reached at witterngroup.com, or you can call 1-877-4-CONLUX, 877-4-CONLUX.
Great. Anything new at MEI?
Well, MEI is getting pretty excited. We're about 30 days out from launching our next generation telemeter for the cashless space. We've had our remote data port, or RDP, yellow box, as many of the operators know it as. It's been on the market for a number of years now, performing quite well. The next generation of that product, we call the Advanced 5000. We introduced it at NAMA, so operators get a preview of it, and we're excited to say that in about 30 days' time, we should be in production on that device, and as soon as we have that date confirmed up, we'll let operators know that they can start to place orders for it.
Yeah, maybe we can do a little interview on that product.
I look forward to it. That'd be a great way to introduce the product and explain its features and capabilities as compared to the current product at that time.
Well, Chuck, thanks for sharing. You've been listening to The Vending Business Show, a production of A&M Equipment Sales.